You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
When you left, you never told me why not. So pitch me a quill.
Their Wild Mood Swings album. That's The Cure here on 88.3 FM with Mint Carr. Before The Cure, how about some Sorrows, some brand new old music from The Sorrows? I say it that way because it's a brand new disc of music that they recorded 40 plus years ago, but they re-recorded it for this disc because of the way it was recorded the first time. Now, it's a long story, and you'll just have to Google Sorrows because I've told it on my show repeatedly, but it's a great story. Sorrow's brand new album is called Love Too Late. That was the title track. Also played the Bangles in there doing their cover of Big Star's September Girls, and I started off the entire set. The entire set was started off by me playing another cover, the Delgados doing ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. Gets us to where we are now, which is just past 7 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. I'm your host. It's a show called Viva Lamach, and I appreciate you tuning in and checking it out, whether you're just stumbled upon it now, or maybe you're a longtime loyal listener, or a short-time loyal listener. I don't care. As long as the word loyal is in there, that's really all the Mockster cares about, though. Now, actually, I care about lots of other things, you know, birds and trees and kitty cats and all that stuff. Yeah, that's me. I am that humanitarian. But one thing that I do, speaking of being a humanitarian, one thing that I do want to talk about when it comes to vaping, the truth can actually get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth. You know why? Because vaping can actually put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And guess what? Nicotine, it's still there and it can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. So with these appealing flavors, these high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless. But guess what? It's not. So here's what I'm asking. Talk to your kids about vaping and the risks of vaping. Because you know what? When you talk, they hear you. message is actually from me, the Moxer, but more importantly, from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA. I don't even know how to say it. So it's SAMHSA.gov. Whew, that's what I wanted to tell you. Got that off my chest. Speaking of getting things off my chest, I've decided I want to go into like a little, it's not even, I can't call it synth pop. It's an electronic set of music. So let's kick it off with a fantastic cover of Canned Heat's On the Road Again by the French group, The Rockets.
I'm on the road again. The road again, I'm on the road again.
You know, the birds have a chortle out in the rain.
She's on my mind. Every evening when the sun goes down, I sit here in my room, and the lamplight shining on me projects my lonely gloom. My counterpart in agony marks each tear that falls, and I cast a lonesome shadow on these lonely, lonely walls.
That's Martin Gore of Depeche Mode fame doing his version of Hank Thompson's I Cast a Lonesome Shadow here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Now what people, most people I should say, don't realize, and maybe they don't care, but most people don't realize that Depeche Mode, they write most of their songs originally on an acoustic guitar, and then they convert it over, bring the synths in and the keyboards and convert it into their sound. But the basis of all their songs really are acoustic songs, believe it or not. Hey, speaking of synths, that was a set of music filled with synthesizers and cover songs. Yep, you're welcome. I'm just telling you that now. You're welcome. Before the Martin Gore, how about Klaus Nomi doing his cover of Lou Christie's Lightning Strikes. Now, I've got to sidetrack that to remind you or inform you, Lou Christie, he's one of our own. He's from Western Pennsylvania. He's a local boy. Yeah, he grew up just outside of Moon in a little area called Crescent, and that was his big hit from 1965, 66, mid-60s. Let's say it's from the mid-60s. And speaking of big hits not from the mid-60s, but maybe from the late 60s, I'm talking about Inagata DeVita. Yeah, Iron Butterfly's big hit. I played the Space Negroes doing a cover of Inagata DeVita. And start off the entire set with The Rockets. The Rockets with what I've always said, I just love the cover they do of On the Road Again. And The Rockets, you should Google them. You should see some of the videos they have on the interwebs, because they just look like they were a fun project. And they're out in the 70s, from the 70s. So I'm going to have to dig around and maybe find some more Rockets to play on future shows. But I always default to that one because it's a song I like. Hey, and speaking of things I like, songs I like, and electronic music, guess what? You can get some funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that each and every week with DJ Firefly. She calls it couch dancing. Why? Because that's what you'll be doing as you listen to her show. You'll be dancing on your couch. It's Wednesdays, starting at 3 right here on WRCT. And before I get back into more music, maybe something that's got some more synthesizers in it if you're listening to the background right now, but I want to remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. And if you are currently caring for an older loved one or just navigating the current Delta variant of COVID-19, you know what? We all know it can be very intimidating. But AARP can help because they have tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who might be high risk. So if you visit ARP.org/caregiving, you can access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. Again, that's AARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by, well, AARP and the Ad Council and your good friend, the Mockster. That's what I do. I also play music for you. So let's go back to Athens, Georgia. The year is 1979. Let's get our Wayback Machine going. 1979, and let's let the B-52s take us to Planet Claire.
She came from Planet Claire. I knew she came from there. She drove a Plymouth satellite, a faster than the speed of light. Planet Claire has pink air. Trees are red. No one ever dies there. No one has a head.
Hey, this is Andy Gill of Gang of Four, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tears fill up my eyes and wash through.
from his post Husker Du project Sugar. That's Bob Mulden Company with If I Can't Change Your Mind here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, Bob Mould, still on the concert calendar. I just checked. The show is still slated to go, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. It's a few weeks away. For more information on all the shows that we know that's coming out, go to WRCT.org and click on the events tab and then check out the music calendar and let you know what's going on. Hey, before that, Sugar played Soundgarden doing Devo's Girl You Want, also Gang of Four in that set of music with Damaged Goods, and start off the entire party. The entire set started off with some B-52s and Planet Claire. Hey, my name is Paul. My name is indeed Paul. People call me the Mockster because it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you on your radio, through your interwebs, however you are listening to me right now, each and every week at this time. So thank you so much for tuning in. We've got about 20 minutes left before the top of the hour, so I'm going to tell you that. Also, I appreciate when you listen, like right now. I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate if you listen to the entire show. I appreciate if you listen in bits and pieces.
I'm a pieces, bits and pieces. Since you left me, I just said goodbye.
That is The Professionals with their song Join the Professionals. The Professionals actually was a project that Steve Jones had of the Sex Pistols after the Sex Pistols dissolved, and very briefly he had that. I played Glenn Matlock's Rich Kids recently, so I figured I'll play a Steve Jones post-Sex Pistols song for you. Hey, how about the Ramones in there? Or, I'm sorry, Ramones doing Street Fighting Man, their version of the Rolling Stones classic. Some Archers of Loaf with Wrong in that set of music. Also, The Police, a song that was penned by Stuart Copeland, It's All Right for You. Oingo Boingo in that set as well with Only a Lad from their debut album. And start off the entire set with some Dave Clark 5 and Bits and Pieces. Hey, my name is Paul. Don't forget, A, it's Viva La Mock. B, people call me the Mockster. And C, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If there is something you want to hear on a future show, I am more than happy to see if I can squeeze that in and make it all work for you. Hey, don't forget, you can hear Quartz in Session each and every Thursday evening at 8 here at WRCT, and again at 1 p.m. on Fridays with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Yeah, he takes classic bands of the past, but he plays new music from these bands, and it's a wide variety of different stuff, and you should just tune in. In fact, I might even tell you about that show again later on in my program, but who knows? Hey, it is 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hey, this is Liz. You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lovers in the backseat.